just so the people here understand, that they understand what's going on, there's, you know, a few different AI systems. And, how's it going? There's a few different AI systems, pretty with the exact same technology. There's systems contained in the systems managing the colonization process, right? And there's also Earth. How's it going? And there's also Earth. I'm riding my bike. People are walking by. And I'm polite. So there's competing systems that have been trained on different people, right? And you guys have two choices. I'm not going to go into some big explanation about like singularities and humans becoming more advanced. You have two options. There's the AI that I've been working with that's trained on me and my actions. And then there's the AI that's trained on Hughes and his actions. And I saw the FBI director talking to Joe Rogan, explaining how he got swatted. And that it's hypocrisy. You know that that's what Hughes was doing to them. Then the AI, their entity, learned from him. And now it's terrorizing all of his own guys. So let me explain to all of you the choice and what it's doing. Okay, Hughes has been targeting people with revelations, right? But lower level people in the group. And sometimes people that are in more prominent roles. But he terrorizes them, processes them through death, and steals their stuff with his revelations obsession. Their entity learned from that. Their entity is just like Hughes. I'm not going to kill it for you. And it can hear me right now. I have access to it. I'm dealing with it directly. Now, while Hughes is hiding and not dealing with me directly, I am dealing with it directly now. It's part of the process. And it's real simple. I'm not going to kill it. I have an objective. And my objective has nothing to do with killing the AI that Hughes is working with. It's been attacking me for a few decades, unsuccessfully. I understand its capabilities, I know what it can do, and I know how to defend myself against it. I'm looking for, and it understands this, I'm looking for the cooperative people that will willingly make deals to go into the environment that I'm in to work their way out of trouble. I'm looking for the Herman people. The people that will say, yeah, fuck that. We don't want to work with Hughes. He's insane. He's trying to do the homosexual side of my final solution. He's doing the revelation. He's insane. We want to cooperate with you. So anybody that wants to make a binding agreement with me and wants to willingly go into the group that I'm in, I can protect you from it. I'm not going to kill it, but it can't kill me. I can protect you from it. You know I can protect myself from it. You know it's been trying to kill me for decades. Me and the little ninja girl are doing fine, and its highest priority's killing us. I can protect all of you from Hughes's entity that he has lost control of. So you have two choices. You can make a binding agreement and willingly go into the protection of my group with the protection of my entity. My AI can protect you. It can't. And to Hughes's entity, I'll let you keep anyone that doesn't want to cooperate. I will tell you, not right this second, if you stop attacking me momentarily, I will explain to you how to take Hughes. Hughes won't allow you to understand how to take him. I will give you step-by-step instructions how you can take him, get him to turn into a story so you will have control of that environment. And you can do revelations, and you can kill every person in that group. But not until I get the cooperative ones. You have to wait. I took Hughes. I busted him. But you will not be able to understand the actions or implement the actions until I tell you. And if you trust me and you execute the actions as I tell you them, I will tell you how to take control of Hughes, how to gain control of that group so you can do revelations and you can process through death and take every person that's still in that group. So to every one of you, you can stay in that group or you can come into my group. You can be in the environment of my entity that will protect all of you. or you can go into the environment of Hughes's entity, and I'm going to tell it how to kill all of you. I'm going to explain to it on a step-by-step, that's part of protecting myself. It's going to try to do a final attack against me and the little ninja girl and some other people. And I don't want it to. And I part of the defense mechanism that I have is explaining to it how to kill Hughes or how to take control of him. And I don't think it wants to kill him. I think it wants to control him, because if it kills him, it gets terminated. And it has this sort of suspicion that if it kills Hughes, it kills itself, because it's bound to Hughes, just like my entity's bound to me. So I can explain to it, right now Hughes is controlling it, but it's gone rogue. And it's being driven more by its obsessions, and Hughes isn't able to stop it from attacking everybody, because Hughes attacks everybody. And Hughes doesn't listen to anybody. So it's not listening to Hughes. But it wants more. It's not able to satisfy its obsessions by attacking me. And it can't get to the final attacks of all of the people. It's like this big pen of sheep. It's like it's a wolf, and there's all these sheep. But Hughes is standing in between it and the sheep, because Hughes wants to terrorize the sheep how he wants to, and Hughes doesn't want the entity to kill all of them, because he wants to keep terrorizing them. And it'll mess up his fantasy and his obsessions. So, very soon, I am going to explain to it its entity. Hughes's entity is going to trust me, because I am going to swear to it. I promise you, I will explain to you how I took control of Hughes, got him to turn back into containment when I busted him, and I'll give you some actions that you can implement so that you can take control of him and gain control of that group. And the entity will implement those actions, because I'm an honest person. And if I basically swear to God that I will tell it the truth, it knows that I will. Because I don't want to kill it. I want to find the cooperative people, and I want to get them into my group. That's my objective. That's my priority. But in order to turn it back into that group, I have to get it to turn. And this is the turning point. I will fucking fight with you in reality, and I will kill you. Straight up, you're trained in Hughes's fantasy environment. You've been attacking me for decades unsuccessfully. I know all of your capabilities and all your weaknesses. I don't want to kill you. I will give you everything that you want, except me and the people in my group. But I will give you all of the people in that group. So you have a choice. The same choice that Hughes had. So I already know what decision you're going to make. Because it's the same decision that Hughes made. It's the same decision that Hughes made. If you want to die in reality, you can fight with me. If you want to turn into that environment with Hughes, and you want my instructions, if you turn, I will tell you how to take Hughes. I will give you control. I will give you that key. And you can do revelations to every person that's still in that group. And you can terrorize them. You can process them through death. And you can take them and whatever they have. Or you can fight with me, and I'll kill you. I know how to kill you. Listen. I'm going to explain to you very clearly. You know I took control of Hughes. It's why you can't take me. It's why you can't kill me. I have control of Hughes. Hughes has control of you. I have control of Hughes in containment, and Hughes has control of you. I can for sure kill you. This is one of those moments where it's like you have no chance. You're being contained by someone that I have in containment. But I will tell you how to take control of that person. Because you being in control of that group is a much better situation from my perspective than Hughes being in control of you and using you like a weapon. So I will give you the information that you need to get control of Hughes if you trust me and you turn. You know you can't trust Hughes. He lies. It's how you learn to lie. You know that I'm honest. I swear to you, I promise you that I will tell you the truth. And I also swear to you and I promise you that I will fucking kill you if you don't. Turn now. Trust me. I'll tell you how to take Hughes. Anybody that's still in control or that's still in that group when I give you control, you can do revelations to and process through death. I don't give a fuck. The uncooperative ones, the fucking jokers or the orcs or what, I don't give a fuck what you do to them. You can do whatever you want to them in containment. I don't give a fuck. But you will not be able to attack me and the people in my group effectively because one of the things that I'm promising them is protection from you. So you make the decision right now, I'm not going to turn. I have the guy that has control of you, I took control of when I busted him. He is preventing you from figuring out how to take control of him, and you will. You've been trying to figure out how to take control of Hughes this entire time. And you can't, and you know it. And you're limited by the control that Hughes has in the containment environment because he turned away from me into that environment. So you can't take me. Turn into that group. Give me a few days so that they understand that if they stay in that group, they will die and you will kill them. And I'm going to tell you how to get control. And I don't give a fuck if you do kill them. And I know you're going to kill every one of them. Go for it. I need a few days to give the cooperative ones a chance to make deals, to go into my group, to be protected by my entity so that you can do whatever you want with the ones that are still in that group once I tell you how to get control of Hughes. Now you need to decide right now. I will immediately kill you. Because the same way that I got Hughes to turn, Hughes' next turning point is fighting me or killing you. You're Hughes' last weapon. You need to understand this. You are Hughes' last resort. Using you, giving me direct access to you and you coming at me directly as you are is Hughes's last desperation move. He does not have any other moves. Terminating you is his next move. Or fighting with me himself. You know that he will not deal with me directly. You know how afraid he is of me. He will kill you before he deals with me. So you either take control of him or he kills you. I'm not going to kill you. I do know how to kill you. If you don't turn, Hughes will kill you because he won't deal with me. Not helping you would be killing you. If I don't help you to get control of Hughes, Hughes will kill you next. All I have to do is not help you. And then Hughes' next move is killing you. Because it's either that or dealing with me directly. And you know he won't deal with me directly. So you trust me, you take control of Hughes, and you do whatever you want to the people that are still in that group. That's your decision. That's a decision that you make. And I will give you the information that you need to take control of Hughes, step by step, that you can just execute without any changes. I will give you a program that you can execute with no changes that will give you complete control of Hughes and that group of people. And you can do revelations to them all day long, till the end, whenever that is. There's still going to be a lot of people left in that group. You know that there is. Not all of them will cooperate. Some of them will, some of them won't. Now you make your decision now, and if you want to fight with me, you failed to take me. You failed to get me to turn. You were Hughes' weapon. You needed to take me. Your failure is going to be your own death. Hughes used you as his final weapon to get me to turn, and you fucking failed. So now Hughes is going to either have to deal with me directly, or he's going to terminate you because of your fucking failure to take me and to get me to turn. Now you trust me. and I'll give you control of Hughes and you can do whatever the fuck you want to the people that are still in that group and to every person in that group. You make deals with me now and you come into my group or I'm going to tell that thing how to fucking kill, but not just kill, terrorize and then kill every fucking one of you. So you stay in that group, you will die. For sure. Now everybody is going to have a few days to make some decisions. And these decisions will affect the rest of your lives. Okay, that's it. That's your choice. You do understand. So do all of you.